And a last word is life. Romans 6, verse 4. Therefore we are buried by him in baptism unto death, that, like Christ, was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. Now, as I said, it's talking about baptism. But when we receive Christ, we need to be walking in that newness of life. We need to shun all things that are bad and stand up for things that are good. And we need to walk, and the world needs to see a difference in us when we do walk in that newness of life. And I just want to end on Mark in chapter 16. Verse 15 is an encouragement to all of us. We need to be doing. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And as I said, those who do not accept will have everlasting death. And we don't want anyone to go there, neither does God. And that's why he hates sin. If he, back in the Garden of Eden, had just forgiven Adam and Eve's sin and put it behind them without punishing them, there would be no salvation, because they would love him for his power, not just for his love. We wouldn't love him just for him. We'd love him for his power. We need to love him for what he has done for us in saving us so we could be saved. And we must thank him always for what he sent his son down here to do, and so that we could have everlasting life with him always.